Fellow Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the hot, sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. I only look at the Yahoo email account during the program. If you want to reach me at any other time, email me at Deanna at Spingola.com. I try to respond to all of the emails that I receive. I'm not always successful, but I do read it all. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brasch. That's B-R-A-S-C-H. He is the author of numerous books. His latest book, or I should say the one before the latest book, is Before the First Snow, Stories from the Revolution, which evaluates the counterculture of America from 1964 to 1991, which was the eve of the Persian Gulf War. The website where you may purchase his books is GreeleyandStone.com. His latest book is Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster. It is available at walterbrasch.com. His other website is walterbrasch.blogspot.com. He also has a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Walter Brasch. Welcome to the program, Dr. Brasch.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm happy to have you back on the program, even if we're going to be discussing something that is just the worst possible thing that people can, well, one of the worst possible things that people can do to the earth, or the corporations can do to the earth, because I think we are all at the mercy of the corporations, and that's been since the 14th Amendment, was imposed upon us after the so-called Civil War. And a lot of it is because of money. People will work for corporations that do dangerous things, whether you're talking about the TSA or people who work for Halliburton or other organizations, corporations, who do awful things like fracking.
Yeah, you're awfully right about that one, that whenever the state or the government or the politicians want to do something for a corporation, they say it's to benefit the economy or the jobs, and they keep saying that this will benefit jobs, this will get us more jobs, and people are you know, in a recession. We're still in a recession, even though it's getting better, and people do not have jobs, and people sometimes want better jobs. So in comes the energy companies. They say, have we got a great idea for you? We're going to come into your home state, and we're going to destroy the earth, and we're going to give you a job. Don't worry about destroying the earth. We're just going to give you a nice job. And you know those jobs do pay well. They have good benefits, except for the fact that some of the truck drivers are working 100-hour weeks, and they're taking, you know, more coffee than has ever been, you know, made in Colombia in order to stay awake during their runs, and they're kind of faking their logs because of that. And they do not see their families for a long time. But not a problem. They got a job. Now, here's the problem. The health and welfare of the people and the environment is at stake.
Indeed. All righty, Doctor. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brosh. And his website is walterbrosh.blogspot.com. And he also has a Facebook under Walter Brosh. And his website, walterbrosh.com. Okay, so we can get a hold of you as needed. You were talking about some of the disastrous consequences of fracking. And according to the BBC, the U.S. Shale oil supply shock shifts global power balance, apparently because of all this fracking that the United States has been doing in the last 5 years, the U.S. will account for a third of the new oil supplies. But what is the cost in terms of health and the welfare of the people in the states that they're doing this in?
A really good question, and that we could talk for about 2 hours on.
And, exactly.
I think, first of all, let's start off with the threat to the individual. And then we'll expand it out, and readers will, listeners will definitely call in, I hope. I just got this message late last night. In Texas, 78-year-old Eleanor Fairchild was arrested. She was arrested on her own property. Reason? TransCanada, who's doing a giant pipeline through the United States, took some of her land. Now, they didn't buy the land. They didn't squat on the land. They took it by eminent domain to build a pipeline. Now, that's a Canadian company, corporation that's Canadian, or we call them foreign, even though Canada's our neighbor. And Texas government allows companies in the natural gas business to use eminent domain to seize land of individuals. Now, usually, eminent domain had been for the government only. It's, you know, they need to build a new road or repair another road or build a bridge or something. And what happens is they usually come in, they say, we need this land we're going to negotiate a fair price, and we'll tell you what the price is, and we'll still take your land, but we'll give you a fair price. At no time prior to the last few years has a private corporation, in this case the gas companies and oil companies, been allowed to take private land. And that's been a huge problem, and I've written about that in my book, Fracking Pennsylvania, because it's going to apply throughout the country about taking of private land for use by a corporation, not by the government. See, what the government says kind of is that the gas companies are kind of like the government because they're like a utility. Well, the government isn't supposed to make a profit. Utilities do make profits.
Indeed. And to allow the a corporation can't be sued. Oh, my goodness. And so their corporations can now just come in. And, of course, they've been doing this on the sly for three or four generations.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a corporation that's associated, with, first of all, with a foreign nation, to come in and just act in the way that governments usually have been noted to act, taking land, that is amazing. And so they arrested this woman?
Yes, they did. She protested, and I would have thought if you're protesting on your own land that maybe you have a right to do that. We kind of call it the First Amendment. I mean, she was certainly not disruptive. I mean, at 78 years old, I mean, I wish I could be as spicy as she is, but I don't think she chained herself to any of the equipment. And they did arrest her because the Canada has that land, and she was trespassing.
Oh, my.
And this isn't the only case. I've got a few others that I put into the book, but this is the most recent one.
Now, did they actually incarcerate her? Was it a jury trial?
No, just an arrest yet. She hasn't gone into court for any hearings or anything like that. I am hoping that the outrage would be that they drop the charges and deal with the situation that this is a woman who did not have a choice of allowing the foreign corporation to come into her land or not. And a lot of people are protesting the fracking issues. They are opposed to the destruction of our environment. They're opposed to the health and agricultural destruction of our land. And they should be allowed to protest that. Some people are in favor of it. They should be allowed to do that, too. But when somebody comes in and says, we are taking your land and we're calling it for the public good because we want to get the gas that's underneath your land, that doesn't seem to be kind of fair to me.
Well, it certainly isn't. It's outrageous.
Now, another thing that's outrageous is the fact that a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of people who think that they own their land and their house that's on their land don't own the mineral rights underneath the land. Somehow or the other, through our laws in the United States, we've separated mineral rights from surface rights. So you could go out and buy a house, and if your lawyer or your real estate agent isn't really bright or really sharp, you may have ceded already the mineral rights, or maybe the person who sold it to you retained the mineral rights. So what's going to happen? A company comes in and says, excuse me, yes, you own your house, not a problem. And you own that land, not a problem. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go drill on your land, and or we're going to drill next to your land, and we'll put a pipe underneath your land and get the minerals from underneath your land. And you can either play along with us and take some of the royalties or not play along with us and not get any of the royalties because you don't own your own mineral rights underneath your land. We've seen that happen in the last few years with the explosion of oil and natural gas.
Okay, so they do slant drilling under your property. Now,
yes.
Who was the person, what Congress critter put that law into being?
That's an old-time law dating back to the mid-19th century. And what's happening now is because that exists, the fact is that the oil and gas companies are not idiots. They have more paid lawyers than I've ever seen in my life, and they know the law. and they know what they can do. And a lot of the states have written all kinds of new laws about gas drilling. So what they're doing is they're really exercising the fact that you have a house and surface land, but you don't own your mineral rights. Now, that means not just natural gas. If they, let's say they find gold. See, that's where it kind of dated back to, is the gold rush. They may find gold under your property. So they can dig for gold if they want to, or they can dig for basalt, or they can dig for, you know, gravel, I guess. Anything, it's called mineral rights. So anything that looks like a mineral, silver, gold, natural gas is being called a mineral right, although that may be going into court on that basis. But theoretically, the idea is they have to leave the land the way they found it. Now, if anybody has ever lived in a strip mining area, has seen strip mining from the coal industry, the coal industry has come in, they take a huge, giant machines. I mean, machines that, you know, you think nobody could build anything that big, and they strip off the tops of mountains and hills, and they grab the coal. In Pennsylvania, we have anthracite coal. This almost all of the U.S. Anthracite is in a small area of Pennsylvania, and there's also bituminous coal, which is more soft coal like West Virginia has. But they don't do deep mining very much anymore. They come in and strip the land, and they say they're going to make it better after they do stripping. Well, for the 5, 10 years, 15 years that they are stripping the land, it's really ugly. Then they say they're going to take care of it. Nobody in my mind, and that I know of, has ever restored the land to the way it used to be. They will plant grass, and they'll say, look at all that great grass there. But what have they done to the land in the meantime? They've certainly caused an ecological imbalance, because the little critters and the animals are leaving because of that. Other kinds of animals are coming in. You've destroyed some of the water. There's a whole list of things that happens when you strip mine. Same thing is going on with the mining of the earth, but only now it's going down as much as 2 miles into the earth, and where it's new. Now, the gas industry said this has been done since the late 40s. It's been really, really safe. Well, you know, that's kind of like a half-truth. They have been doing fracking since the late 40s. And it is relatively safe, but that is a different kind of fracking. That goes straight vertically. This one is high pressure as opposed to low pressure. This one uses 5 to 7 million gallons of water. It uses about 100,000 gallons of toxic chemicals, a lot of sand, and it goes right straight down into the earth about 2 miles, and then there's a lateral that goes maybe another mile, sometimes 2 miles, depending upon the shale that it's in, and it destroys the earth underneath the ground. That's high-pressure fracking, and that's certainly not the low-pressure vertical fracking that the industry keeps wanting us to believe is really safe. This one is not that safe.
And yet we hear on TV, we hear about fracking, but they never talk about the negative effects, and they do not, they imply that this is wonderful for the economy, and never, ever bring up the problems with the water table, with the health, with the destruction of the environment. Ah, this is terrible. Yeah. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it. Not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Walter Ambrosch. And his websites are Walter M. Brash. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just like, you know, being brash.
Brash, okay. I guess I just saw the B-R-A, and I think bra.
Oh.
Woman's mentality here. All righty. So your website is WalterBrash.com and WalterBrash.blogspot.com, and your Facebook is Facebook.com/WalterBrash. All righty, we're talking about so many things. We're talking about mineral rights, and during the break, I did find a website. How can I locate who owns the mineral rights under my land, which I thought would be an interesting investigation to pursue as an individual, but I'm sure that everybody will find, as you have, that somebody does own those rights, and it's not you, just because you own the house above, you know, on the land.
Yeah, exactly, and a lot of people are surprised to find this because they think they've gone through all the legal things to buy their house, and when they buy their house, I certainly would not know to ask, do I have the mineral rights underneath my house? You think, I bought my house, I should have everything underneath it. In many cases, you don't have that. And like I said, a lawyer should notice that if you have one. A real estate agent should know that. But sometimes they don't. Now, another problem with the fracking industry is, what we're finding is the And this is coming from a lot of real estate agents. This is coming from a lot of the banks. People living near the fracking areas, the wells and the large rigs, are having trouble getting second mortgages. They are not giving second mortgages to the houses, to the landowners. because it is a risk. It is a health risk. They're also finding that people who want to buy a house cannot get a mortgage to buy a house in that area, and people in that area can't sell the house because, like, who wants to buy a house in an area that's, you know, 200 yards from a natural gas rig? Now, there's one story. One of my wife's physicians, his grandparents live in northwest Pennsylvania, and they've lived there for a lot of years. I mean, almost their entire life after marriage. And it's a really nice house, and they were told fantastic that they would get royalties for having the gas companies drill on their property. They thought this would be some good income after they retire. And it was some decent income. It wasn't a lot of income. But what they wanted to do was to sell that land and then move to Florida. And certainly, you know, in their late 70s, early 80s, they should be allowed to, you know, have enough ability to move where they want to move. And, you know, frankly, in Pennsylvania in the northwest part, it's really cold in the winter. There's a lot of snow out here. What they found is they could not tolerate some of the problems that were going on. So they left the area, and they still had to pay taxes on the land, right? Because they still owned it.
Sure.
You know, and it was a farm. You know, I mean, a producing farm. I mean, think about this. Our agriculture, we'll talk about that later. So now they're moving out. They own the land. They're paying taxes on it. They can't afford to pay the taxes on it. And from what I've been told, they found it a lot cheaper to just tear down about $300,000 worth of house, farm area structures, reduce the land, so that they didn't have to pay as much taxes, which means that the county doesn't get as much taxes, the people don't get as much taxes from them. Think about this. You have to destroy your own house in order that you can live where you want to live. Remember, they still had to pay taxes on this, and the royalties from the gas companies were not that great.
My goodness.
This is not isolated. This is another example.
Right.
Now, we're also finding, for instance, Pennsylvania, people don't tend to think of Pennsylvania as a rural area. We have, you know, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh at the two sides of the state. Everything in the middle is more or less suburban or agricultural. And that's where the rigs are going, into the agricultural areas primarily. California has a fantastic agricultural area in Central California. We get lettuce, we get wine from that. The grapes from that area are, like, wonderful. Now think about this. You're putting in a rig 2 miles down into the earth. You're turning that borehole about a mile at a right angle. You're destroying the land underneath it. You got wastewater that's coming up, and you're putting it somewhere. And that wastewater cannot be recycled. It is too toxic. You have spills. You have 1,000 other things that can happen to it. So they're storing it in pits because it cannot be put into the sewer system because the sewer systems can't handle it. Now, think what's going to happen to our agriculture, just the crops. I don't think I want to have any toxic waste on my grapes.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and let's pick it up. California is essential to the agricultural health of our nation. I mean, think of all the things that they grow there. Okay, we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brash. He is the author of Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster. That is available at walterbrash.com. And, of course, I believe it's probably also at Amazon and through the publisher GreeleyandStone.com. And you were talking about California and about all of the produce that is grown out there, and they are fracking in California. Are they fracking in every other state in the union also?
No. In California, they're just starting to frack. And what's frightening in California, it extends from the suburbs of northern Los Angeles in an urban area and into the suburban areas and then into the agricultural areas. They're fracking in Texas. About 31 states have this fracking now. Right now, the biggest amount is Pennsylvania, which is why the book, Fracking Pennsylvania, because what is happening in Pennsylvania is happening everywhere in the country. But it was easier to focus on Pennsylvania than talk about other parts of the country after that. But in North Dakota, they're fracking, but it's for oil primarily. And they're fracking for gas. They're starting out in West Virginia, Ohio. New York has a moratorium on it right now while they investigate the health hazards from fracking. Several countries in the world have put moratoriums or outright bans on fracking because of what it does to the earth. But in the United States, we like our profits. And if anybody ever sees how much we're paying for gas at the station, you know, if you want to invest in a company, invest in an oil company. We know the stock is going to go up. huge billions of dollars. I know in Pennsylvania, in the United States, the U.S. is giving a $4 billion subsidy to oil companies. Now, we don't know why they're doing that. We know that the Obama administration tried to eliminate that, and they had the votes in the Senate, but it wasn't 60, which you now need 60 votes, apparently, to pass anything. But the $4 billion subsidy to the oil industry is making about, I can't remember the last number, but I know it's well over $75 billion a year profit. And we know that's net profit. It doesn't mean that, for instance, on profit, you have ways of taking money and putting it into other things and not having a profit, like maybe paying your executives a little bit more. So that takes off of the profit. So even then, it's not the real profit. It's that, you know, maybe our executives need $8 billion a year to exist. So that's the problem that we have there. In California, they're just starting off. They're buying the land. They're telling everybody how much money they're going to make. They're telling people how many jobs they're going to get. And you raised the issue of water. So we'll talk about water.
Okay. Yeah, water is essential.
Water seems to be essential, yes. I mean, maybe if you're a Martian, you don't need water, but if you're an Earthling, you do. And here's what happens is to frack each well, and a well can be fracked several times, but just for one fracking, which takes a few days, 5 to 7 million gallons of water. Now, where do they get the water? They get it out of the streams and the rivers. And they have large stations. For instance, near where I live is a station from a water company that has been authorized to take 3 million gallons a day from the Susquehanna River. Now, this is okay if there's a lot of water. But in Nebraska and some of the Midwestern states that had a drought this past year, and is continuing to have some drought, and California has a huge problem with water anyhow, what's happening is water companies are selling the water to the highest bidder. Guess who could afford to pay a lot of money for water because they need it for their fracking operation?
Right.
So what's happening is that the farmers in the Midwest this past year, this past summer, were not getting the water that they needed to fertilize, to, you know, water their land, or to feed their cattle, because the water companies were taking all the water they could get. Because we're not talking a finite, you know, it's not like there's so much water that it's like it grows all over the world, you know.
Right, it's not replenishable. It's,
yeah, you know,
what's there is there.
Yeah, and we get it from the rain, you know. In California, you'd think, well, maybe they could just get it from the ocean. Now, that kind of water isn't good. You can't use that kind of water. You like fresh water, which you're going to mix with a whole heap of carcinogens anyhow. But this is another problem is everybody is saying, well, but we're making money. Our gas prices are lower. Well, right now, because everybody's been drilling and drilling and drilling in Pennsylvania and getting a lot of gas and drilling in Texas and getting a lot of gas. So there's been a glut this past year. So that's why our gas prices are lower. And the energy companies are really, really good at saying, we're doing it because we're patriots. And you start to think, am I in another universe? Well, what they're saying is that because of all the gas that's available in America, we're not going to have to import foreign oil, except for the fact that they're exporting our natural gas to other countries. So I don't understand what their logic is. And other countries are going to solar. Saudi Arabia is one of the leading countries as far as solar. So think about this. If Saudi Arabia, that has a lot of oil, is starting to go solar, what does that tell us about the United States, for our energy future? We are drilling into the earth. There's only so many dinosaurs that died on our behalf. We ain't going to get any more of those. And when it's gone, It's gone.
And of course, that is if you believe it, that is where it comes from. And a lot of people don't. They feel like it's something that is always being replenished, that it's not a fossil fuel. But whether we believe that or not believe that, this is just terrible that they are using all of this fresh water, water that could be used for growing produce and drinking, that they are selling it to the highest bidder. It's all about money, and it's just egregious. That profit seems to be the real focus of their activities.
Yeah, I mean, why else would they be digging for gas if there wasn't a profit? When there wasn't a profit, for instance, the gas is always there. It's not like it's just popped up in the last 5 years or 10 years. It's always been there, but they couldn't get it profitably. It's just like if there's a large, let's pretend there's an acre that has gold underneath it. And if you dig up all the gold, you will make $1.5 million. But if it takes $2 million to get to that gold, it isn't profitable. Same thing with gas. Up until the time they figured out how to do this fracking, it wasn't profitable to get to all this gas. And what happens when all the gas is gone? Because, like I said, it's not going to be replenished at every time. Now, there's two kinds of gas. And I have to explain that because the energy companies don't do that very well. There's one kind of gas that's a biogenic gas that's kind of created by the little critters on the earth, the microbes, and that's more or less at the surface. Then there's gas that's down, thermogenic gas that's down deeper into the earth. And that's caused by pressure, over the years and, from what we believe are those dinosaurs that, gave their lives on our behalf, I guess. That's the kind of gas that we use. The biogenic gas at the surface, well, we haven't figured out how to use that yet. It's there. So when people say there's infinite amount of gas, well, yes, there is. And if, passing gas, I mean, by humans, I guess, is gas, you know.
Sure.
Is it usable?
Or cows or whatever they're trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, the question really is it usable? Is it easy to get to? Does it make sense? At one time, we thought of natural gas as a bridge fuel and as a cleaner gas than coal. The problem is that coal, we say, that's dirty. I mean, that's bad. It's, you know, look at the miners. They're all ugly as far as all the dust that comes over them and all the problems that occur. And, you know, they're making some cleaner coal now. And so the coal industry has been fighting back against the gas industry. And we're finding out that the methane, which is basically what gas is, traps carbon dioxide a lot more than coal does. And this bit about it being more plentiful, being cleaner, in a way, it is. But in the worst way, it is putting more carbon dioxide into the air than coal ever did.
Oh, okay. So that's another issue.
Yeah.
I've also wondered about all of the earthquakes and what fracking has to do with that.
Okay, that's another good question. The industry says there is no connection at all. Absolutely not a problem. Now, let's start with the logic part of it. You got a huge drill going down into the earth up to a mile, 2 miles, going laterally, and it doesn't cause any problems. Now, this is disputed by people called scientists, geologists, and in fracking Pennsylvania, I have a whole lot of information about the connection between earthquakes and the drilling. But the reality is the drilling itself, the industry can, another one, they're half-truths. They can get away with saying, well, there's not that much, there's no real connection between earthquakes and fracking. What they don't say is the connection is between the injection wells and earthquakes. An injection well is when all the ugly stuff goes down into the earth. Some of that ugly stuff stays there. The toxic chemicals, and it brings up some things that were disturbed, like a lot of radon. and some other, so it brings all that up. So what do you do with it? They figured out we will inject that stuff back into the earth and other places. That's what causes the earthquakes. So technically, the industry is close to being accurate when they say fracking does not cause the earthquake. But what they don't say is that because we also have to do something with all that waste that we bring up, and we inject it back into the earth, that's what causes the earthquakes. And if you look at the earthquake patterns, there are parts of Texas and Colorado and other states. Arkansas put a moratorium on fracking because of the earthquake cluster. You're seeing clusters of earthquakes that did not ever happen in those areas at this frequency. Now, the industry responds and says, well, these are really minor things. Like a 2.0. I'm thinking.
Not if you live on one.
No,
not if you,
it's like, not if my gosh, just fell off the counter.
Yes, yes. And the sinkholes. You were just about to say something about the sinkholes?
The sinkholes. Oh, yeah. In a whole lot of places there are sinkholes. Now, sinkholes are normal. Throughout the entire United States, we have sinkholes. It's a cave-in. You see it on the TV news now and then. A road that has a sinkhole and the car falls into that.
Mm-hmm.
For one, it's a structural issue. But if you're going to disturb the earth, something is going to happen. Now, in the Finger Lakes area of New York. Now, the Finger Lakes are a really, really neat recreational area. And people go there from a lot of states during the summer, and there's a lot of culture going on up there. A company called Energy, INERGY, has built has taken over a large salt cavern that at one time collapsed because of an earthquake from another company. But they bought this cavern to store natural gas. Now, in order to do that, they have to now build rail depots. So they're increasing the amount of truck traffic and rail traffic to bring stuff to it, bring stuff out of it. The one main bridge, which nobody has said that they're going to replace, is not used to having 100 trains running or 100 car trains running over it at a time. Maybe a 60 or 70 year old bridge. Now, you've got this cavern that already had some collapse. Now, here's the thing is that some environmentalists wanted to know the history of that cavern. Now, they pretty well know what happened, but they want to know some specific things. New York's Department of Environmental Conservation said that Energy owns the caverns, the salt caverns, which are right at the edge of the Finger Lakes, and they have a right of proprietary interest. Meaning, they don't have to tell you what the structure of that cavern is and whether it's sound or not, or what caused the destruction of the caverns a few years ago. So you're going to have that problem. In Louisiana, we have a huge sinkhole over there, and that's probably the industry, of course, denies it, but the logic says, gee, let's see here. We didn't have that sinkhole happen before there was fracking. There's now been some fracking in that area. Now we got this huge sinkhole where people had to be evacuated and houses got lost. We're seeing more and more of that.
Right. Lisa in our chat room said that her sister lives outside of Dallas, and they have well water for irrigation, and it used to be very good, but now it is killing all the vegetation, and the reason is that there is a fracking operation nearby.
Yeah, the industry also claims that there's absolutely no connection between the migration of well water, methane from their fracking and well water. And since there, you know, maybe if there's one or two or 10 or even 50, there are so many cases of this. I can't even document all of them in my book. Now, here's why there's possible migration. In order to protect, and when you put the lateral down, or I'm sorry, the borehole, the bore down into the earth, you encase it in cement to try to protect, you know, the stuff going down from breaking loose. There is 6.9% failure on those casings. Now, where is all that ugly stuff going to go? They have to drill through the aquifers, or the water supplies.
Right.
Now, if it breaks somewhere near it, you're going to get some problems. Now, they can't say that it's a safe operation if 6.9%, and this is the details over the last 2 years, if those casings break, something is going to happen.
Exactly. Doctor, we are taking a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Okay, I'm on a 3-minute break.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
And our guest today is Dr. Walter M. Brash. He is the author of Fracking in Pennsylvania, Flirting with Disaster. You can get that book by going to walterbrash.com or walterbrash.blogspot.com. And his name is spelled B-R-A-S-C-H. And you mentioned aquifers. And it's kind of interesting that Ted Turner, who is a big UN supporter, purchased 26,300 acres over the Ogallala Aquifer, known as the High Plains Aquifer, and it's one of the world's largest aquifers, and it lies under about 174,000 miles in portions of 8 states of South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Texas. It is the world's largest underground water system, and Turner has amassed 2 million acres in the past 2 decades to become the largest private landowner in the country. And in addition, George W. Bush recently purchased 98,840 acres of land in Paraguay, which is partially positioned over the largest freshwater aquifer in South America. Now, I find that kind of fascinating.
Yeah, I didn't know about President Bush's purchase, but yeah, right now, if you need natural gas, and natural gas is producing nice profits to gas companies, they need a few things, and one is water, and so do the rest of us. But it seems logical to purchase a large amount of water if that's what the industry needs. Now, they also need sand, and Minnesota and Wisconsin are providing what we call silica sand. This is a very fine crystalline sand, because that's also needed in the fracking process. So there's been a lot of sand mines that have become much larger. Now, the sand mines in Minnesota and Wisconsin, they also need water. So they have to buy water to get to make the sand process enough to get it to the gas companies. Now, the sand, the same problem occurs. Up until 5-7 years ago, there were sand mines all over the Midwest. I mean, people said, yeah, you know, it doesn't disturb us. Now, these sand mines are 24-7. Truck traffic is coming in. Train traffic is coming in. Terminals are being built. Spurs are being built to process this noise. Almost, if you're living anywhere near one of these processing plants, and we're talking, some of them are 80 acres, that you're getting a lot of noise that you never got before. And OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, has put out an advisory that there is worker health hazards because of the extensive amount of sand mining.
Right. Oh, goodness. All righty, we're going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will take your phone calls with questions or comments at 800-313-9443 after the first break in the next hour. Be right back.